O serpent heart, hid with flowering face, did ever dragon keep so fair a cave? Beautiful tyrant, fiend angelical, dove-feathered raven, wolfish ravening lamb, despised substance of divinest show, just opposite to what thou justly seemest, a damned saint, an honorable villain. O nature, what hadst thou to do in hell, when thou didst bower the spirit of a fiend in mortal paradise of such sweet flesh? Was ever book containing such vile matter so fairly bound? Oh, that deceit should dwell in such a gorgeous palace!
There's no trust, no faith, no honesty in men. All perjured, all forsworn, all naught, all dissemblers. Ah, where's my man? Give me some aqua vitae. These griefs, these woes, these sorrows make me old. Shame come to Romeo.
Blistered be thy tongue for such a wish. He was not born to shame. Upon his brow shame is ashamed to sit, for 'tis a throne where honor may be crowned sole monarch of the universal earth. Oh, what a beast was I to chide at him!
Will you speak well of him that killed your cousin?
Shall I speak ill of him that is my husband? Ah, poor my lord, what tongue shall smooth thy name, when I, thy 3 hours' wife, have mangled it? But wherefore, villain, didst thou kill my cousin? That villain cousin would have killed my husband. Back, foolish tears, back to your native spring. Your tributary drops belong to woe, which you, mistaking, offer up to joy. My husband lives, that Tybalt would have slain, and Tybalt's dead, that would have slain my husband. All this is comfort, wherefore weep I then? Some word there was, worse than Tybalt's death, that murdered me, I would forget it fain. But oh, it presses to my memory like damned guilty deeds to sinners' minds. Tybalt is dead, and Romeo banished. That banished, that one word, banished, hath slain 10,000 Tybalts. Tybalt's death was woe enough, if it had ended there. Or if sour woe delights in fellowship, and needly will be ranked with other griefs. Why followed not when she said Tybalt's dead, thy father or thy mother, nay, or both? Which modern lamentation might have moved? But with a rearward following Tybalt's death, Romeo is banished. To speak that word is father, mother, Tybalt, Romeo, Juliet, all slain, all dead. Romeo is banished. There is no end, no limit, measure bound. In that word's death, no words can that woe sound. Where is my father and my mother, nurse?
Weeping and wailing over Tybalt's corse. Will you go to them? I will bring you thither.
Wash they his wounds with tears? Mine shall be spent, when theirs are dry for Romeo's banishment. Take up those cords. Poor ropes, you are beguiled, both you and I, for Romeo is exiled. He made you for a highway to my bed, but I, a maid, die maiden widowed. Come, cords, come, nurse, to my wedding bed, and death, not Romeo, take my maiden head.
Hie to your chamber. I'll find Romeo to comfort you. I wot well where he is. Hark ye, your Romeo will be here at night. I'll to him. He is hid at Lauren's cell.
Oh, find him. Give this ring to my true knight, and bid him come to take his last farewell.
Exit with nurse. Scene 3, Friar Lawrence's cell. Enter Friar Lawrence.
Romeo, come forth, thou fearful man. Affliction is enamored of thy parts, and thou art wedded to calamity.
Enter Romeo.
Father, what news? What is the prince's doom? What sorrow craves acquaintance at my hand that I yet know not?
Too familiar is my dear son with such sour company. I bring thee tidings of the prince's doom.
What less than doomsday is the prince's doom?
A gentler judgment vanished from his lips. Not body's death, but body's banishment.
Ha! Banishment! Be merciful, say death, for exile hath more terror in his look, much more than death. Do not say banishment.
Here from Verona art thou banished. Be patient, for the world is broad and wide.
There is no world without Verona walls, but purgatory, torture, hell itself. Hence banished is banished from the world. And world's exile is death. Then banished is death mistermed. Calling death banished, thou cuttest my head off with a golden axe and smilest upon the stroke that murders me.